بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن التطير. There is a chapter on the prohibition that it is forbidden to believe in omens, superstition. All various types of superstition people have got, like the cat running across the road, then something bad is going to happen in front, etc. Or if the cat is meowing at night, that we're going to get bad news in the morning. All this superstition, this is also prohibited. It is forbidden and haram. And the hadith of the previous chapter are also relevant here. The hadith of the previous chapter was with regard to fortune telling, divining, going to the sangomas, going to these fake doctors and mamas, etc. All that. All that is also forbidden. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا عدوى, that there is no such thing as a contagious disease. That if one person got a disease, then automatically the next person will also get it. This does not happen. This is when the Sahaba questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like one camel has got some disease and the other camels come in contact with it, they also get that disease. So it's like contagious. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, from where did the first camel get that disease? And also, like if it is contagious, like in a hospital sometimes there is some germ, it isn't every baby or every person who gets the germ, certain people. So it doesn't mean that the disease is contagious, that everyone else will get it. But further explanation is coming about that. وَلَا طِيَرَ. And there is no such thing as bad luck. Like, for example, they should go to these people who used to do this work and let a bird fly. If it flies in the right direction, they should say that there is going to be good luck in whatever you intend doing. And if it flies in the left direction, they would say that there would be bad luck. وَيُعْجِبُنِي الْفَعْلِ. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that taking good luck, a good omen, that pleases me. Like, for example, you stepped out of your house, you are going to for a job, and the first person you meet, you ask him, what's your name? And he says, my name is Success. So you take a good omen from there that I'm going to be successful. That is permitted. To be positive is required. To be negative, this is what is discouraged. Islam teaches us that we must not be negative with all the superstition. A person must be positive. وَمَا الْفَعْلِ. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked, what is this fa'al, this good luck? قَال كَلِمَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. A good word. That is a good omen and a good person takes good note from something. Some ulama state that there is no such thing as contagious diseases at all. That is one view. Because all sicknesses are directly from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is in control who He makes sick and who He does not make sick. It is from Allah. Even if there is a plague somewhere, it isn't that all the people die and all the people get that disease. Some get it, most get it, but all don't get it. However, many other ulama state that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement, there is no such thing as a contagious disease, was in refutation of the wrong belief of the mushriks, that they believed that the sickness were contagious by their very nature, by themselves. Not that Allah is the doer, but the disease itself, it is contagious. It causes the next person also to get the disease. And the decision of Allah played no part in it. They were mushriks, they did believe in Allah, but they believed that the disease has got the power to go from one person to another. Like sometimes in the family also, there is a flu. One person got the flu, we say, now you gave me the flu. But everyone in the house doesn't get the flu. So if it was that flu itself that is causing it, then the whole household, everyone should get a flu. But there are some who don't get it. So it isn't that flu or that disease itself that is contagious. And they believe that Allah plays no part. They rejected Allah Ta'ala as the creator of means and believe exclusively in the power of means. They believe that, they did not believe that finally the say is of Allah Ta'ala. This is the sabab, the means of it. The Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought to correct this belief and explained that these sicknesses do not spread except by the will of Allah Ta'ala. That is only by Allah Ta'ala's command. For this reason, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, we read other hadith, that when you hear of a plague in a particular place, do not enter it. That is for protection. When there is a plague in a place, don't run from it if you are there. And where there is a plague and you are not in that place, don't go in that place where there is a plague, where there is a disease which is general. Run away from a leper as you run away from a lion, in another hadith it comes. So don't go near a leper, because it is possible that the disease gets you also. But it's not the disease itself, it's by the will of Allah Ta'ala, and that becomes a means. An additional explanation, a person is commanded to abstain from such things which can be a means of destruction or harm. Like for example, to go and catch a flame, fire, to take a burning coal in your hand, to take a knife and cut you, all these things which cause harm, we are commanded that we must abstain from it. But it isn't the knife that is going to cut you. Allah is the doer. Or it isn't that burning coal that is going to burn you. But we are commanded we must abstain from such things, even though the final doer is Allah. This is similar to everyone's belief regarding our rosy. A person must have conviction that rosy comes only from Allah Ta'ala. But he is allowed to utilize the permissible means to earn rosy. He works for somebody, he does business, he opens a shop, etc. Whatever the permissible means are, that is all permissible. But for him to believe that that means, that job or the shop is giving rosy, that is haram. But the giver of rosy is only Allah, but to use the means is permissible. Similarly, cure is only from Allah Ta'ala, but a person utilizes medication as a means of cure. As for those whose iman and reliance on Allah is strong, there is no harm for them in abandoning even the lawful means. Those whose iman is at that level, if they don't take medicine, etc., then they are allowed. It is most probably Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, who became ill, and he read Surah Fatiha and he blew on himself. Allah reprimanded him not to do that, because Allah told him that I want you to be sick. I want to see you in a sick condition. For you at that level, you must be satisfied with what condition you are in. You must not look for the means to remove that. Though it was Surah Fatiha that he was blowing. So people at that level, the masalas are different for them also. For everyone according to his level or status of iman and yaqeen on Allah, the masala is also different. So for them, there is no harm in abandoning even the lawful means. Especially if there is some good or some general or specific benefit in doing so. Regarding good omens, that is good luck. If a person hears a word or statement which creates hope in him in attaining his objective, then he should regard it as a good omen and have hope in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. For example, if one who is ill hears the word curer, or one is a curer, the cure, that he hears something about cure, and he says, today I think I'm going to be cured. That is permitted, and that is good to take, one who cures. He may take a positive omen from this, hoping that he will recover from his illness. Allah states, I'm in accordance to my servant's thoughts, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي, that how my servants think of me, I treat them in that way. So you must think positive, that Allah is going to give you cure, etc. You must not think negative. If our hopes and words regarding Allah are positive, the results will be positive. On the other hand, if our thoughts and words are negative, then this will create despondency and despair, which are contrary to the character of a believer and a Muslim. A Muslim should be positive in all these things. He must not be negative. He must not become despondent and give up hope.